little time just to still my heart and to ease my mind. But I hear them calling me, calling me, as if I want them to. And I hear them saying my name out loud. I think maybe I do.
Star, we're here at WMFO, and we are very excited to be here. And we got a couple more tunes for you.
Just a couple more. This one is an oldie but goodie.
Oh,
So thanks everybody for listening. We've got one more song for you. We are called Double Star. If you like what you're hearing, please check us out. You can search for us anywhere you get your music.
Fantastic work from Double Star. Round of polite applause for our special On the Town with Mikey D guest. But now we bring it back to some local goodness as we get into this next block. Hopefully Double Star will be joining us for an interview in a little while, but for now, gonna bring it back to some local goodies. Here's My Fate Was Sealed with a Kiss by the McCritters.
at me and I looked out the window. She reached for my hand and I reached for a brick. She called my name and I asked for the waiter. She told the waiter, put this guy in my next drink. Well, let's talk, talk, let's talk about it. Let's sit down and we'll think about it. Much more than reminiscing, my fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. Well, we went for a drive, thank God it was a taxi. I went for the trunk and she said, boy, get in the back. I lit a cigarette and set my pants on fire. She put her hand right there and said, what do you think? Well, let's talk, talk, let's talk about it. Let's sit down and we'll think about it. Much more than reminiscing, my fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. My brain was sober, but my body was drunk. She started whispering sweet nothings from the bedroom. From that day forward, I haven't slept awake now. Let's talk, talk, let's talk about it. Let's sit down and we'll think about it. Much more than reminiscing, my fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss. My fate was sealed with a kiss.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you. when I'm falling, you come crawling. I just want to escape you when you come around. And I can't say no when you come close, even though
fine batch of local goodies right here on the Town with Mikey D for your listening pleasure. In that last block, we had My Fate Was Sealed with a Kiss by the McCritters. Following that, White Sands by the Shallows, brand new from them. And When You Come Around Just Then by Burp. That's what they're called, with a period at the end. And there's slightly more people in the room today. That's because our good friends in Double Star have joined us in the studio. Introduce yourselves, if you will.
Hey, I'm Matt. I play the drums.
Hey, I'm Leah, and I play not the drums. Leah plays saxophone and keys, and I'm Haiti, and I play guitar and trumpet.
And she's the lead singer, frontwoman. And I'm Dave, and I play guitar.
And I'm Bill. I'm the bass player.
Nice. It was actually kind of a pleasant surprise when I was like prepping for the show to learn that Double Star was playing, because I actually have experience with Double Star in the past. My band Pink Slip has played. Was it more than? I feel like it was more than one show.
I think you guys played your first show in our practice space.
Yeah, right in Haiti's basement.
I don't know if that was our. Actually, yeah, that might have been the first show.
Yeah,
the very
we
first
played
show.
Together at State Park.
With Glockenspiel.
Right. That State Park show. That was a good show.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. And, like, listening back to your performance really just, like, drove home, like, what a good sound you guys have. Like, very quirky, but also very energetic. Like, I got all kinds of little bits of, like, you know, weird bands like They Might Be Giants and Bare Naked Ladies and that sort of stuff, but also a lot of like weird but really weirdly complex bands like maybe it was just like from all the glockenspiel and horns, but I got like a huge Oingo Boingo vibe, and I love them.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of influences for sure, especially Dave and I do most of the songwriting, and then everyone adds their own flair, of course. But we have, we call ourselves...
You definitely want to get like a very wide swath of like influences.
Yeah, we have a lot of crossover in our musical tastes, but also completely non-crossed over stuff as well. So we'll bring it together, and maybe that's why it ends up being quirky sometimes, because he brings me something with one sensibility, I take it and I like switch things around and add my own stuff and send it back, and then he's like, oh, how about this here, and kind of build the songs together sometimes, back and forth a lot, sometimes one, two, done, but like sometimes back and forth. So those are probably the quirkier ones, the ones that I'm like, we're never gonna finish this song, those are probably the quirkier ones.
I mean, sometimes that's just the way to get a song written.
Yeah,
just the constant back and forth.
Yeah.
That's certainly how I've experienced it through like all the bands I've been in. Tell us, have you got anything coming up in the pipeline? Obviously, you've got that show at the Midway coming up.
Oh, you heard us mention that.
in slight passing.
Yes. Yeah, no, we're really excited.
That's the word on the street.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're plugged in, we're plugged in. No, there's this new compilation that we've helped shepherd into the world. Ask Me About My Dumb Band, Volume 1. It's mostly Boston and kind of regional bands.
Nice.
And so there's a release show this Saturday, June 1st, at the Midway. It's not this Saturday.
It's the one after this.
I'm disoriented,
Saturday.
But it is a Saturday.
considering the atmosphere in the studio today, totally understandable that you'd be disoriented.
Yeah, we're dehydrated now.
You can't see it at home, but we're all just sort of operating in just this thick sort of malaise of a fog of just slow dehydration and heat stroke.
Nice and soupy in here.
Desiccated.
Third floor of an old building without central air conditioning.
Without central air.
Right. So anyway, it is June 1st. It is a Saturday. It is not this particular Saturday, but it is the following one. And doors are at 3 p.m. at the Midway in JP.
Matinee.
Yeah. Yes. Classic matinee. So you could go and you could get to sleep at a reasonable hour if that's your jam.
Mm-hmm. You can go and then immediately go next door to that really rad pizza place that's there.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget the name of it, but I always get a slice when I'm there.
Burrito Pizzeria,
that's right.
Yeah.
They have surprisingly good empanadas. Well, not surprisingly, but they have really good empanadas there, too.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And I love a good empanada.
They have literally everything there, too.
Yeah, so you can get anything.
The menu's huge.
Caesar salad.
And don't forget the coin pusher machine. That's very important.
Pizzeria. Oh, yeah.
We're also marketing a jingle.
Alice's Restaurant?
What exactly is that a jingle for? Like,
burrito,
the song?
Burrito Pizzeria.
Okay. So it's Burrito Pizzeria, but the lyrics are Alice's Restaurant.
You can get
the melody is
you
Alice's
want.
Restaurant.
At Alice's Restaurant, Burrito Pizza.
Burrito Pizza.
Come right in, have a seat. You can get a burger or burritos or French fries to eat.
You just come up with that on the spot.
You can get anything you want.
She definitely does.
Burrito's Pizzeria.
In Jamaica Plain.
Very nice.
There you go.
After that, what's coming up? Like, have you been, like, working on any recordings or any other new shows coming up down the pipeline? I'm getting a pensive head shake.
We don't have anything recording coming up, but we do have some pretty big shows. What's that one on, what is it, June 14th or June 7th?
So June 7th is the Boston Dyke March, and we're playing this year.
Hell yeah.
We are super excited for that. It's going to be an awesome time. So that's June 7th on the Common.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the best Pride events of the whole month.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Who else is going to be playing that?
We got Chrysalis, for sure. And then if you're asking if my memory functions beyond that, my personal answer is no.
Okay.
Either, sorry. It's just a handful of performers, really. It's also speakers and general camaraderie and revelry.
Because like the moment you mentioned like Dyke March, and then immediately just went into my head like, I have a feeling Linnea is going to play this.
I don't think she is.
No? Oh, that surprises me.
Not this year.
Local legend, Linnea Herzog of Linnea's Garden.
Yes, so I think
maybe
it's
next year.
Yeah.
Maybe. Putting that in the ether right now.
Awesome.
Any other big shows coming up after that, or is that like the big one?
The very next day, we're actually doing a long show, a long set at Aeronaut Brewing in Somerville. At their what do you call that one? The headquarters or the main
Somerville
brewery?
Yeah, but it's their main one, right? Though.
Yeah, they're doing a Pride beer launch.
Nice.
So yeah, it's
our faces will be plastered on the cans. Kidding, although that would be awesome. But yeah,
that
so
would
we're,
be awesome.
So we're playing their Pride beer launch, so we're proud to do that as well.
Very nice.
So a couple of Pride things.
Fantastic.
So a
busy summer, if nothing else.
We have a mini tour coming up too. We're going to hit New York and Maine, and not Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And as far as
you're going to want to talk directly into the mic.
I'll talk directly into the mic. We're on our compilation, also. So that is.
I mean, I would hope so.
That is new double.
If you guys are doing all the work,
yeah,
that is Dave's baby.
Yeah.
Who else is on it, Dave?
Pink Slip is on it.
That's right.
Random Ideas is on it. Nice. The Skirts are on there.
I think Threat Level Burgundy might have a track on there.
Unfortunately, no.
No.
Hopefully,
Austin can get it in time.
I know.
Volume 2.
Bugger.
But yeah, at the show, I should talk about the show. The show is going to be Sapling, who's got a new track on there.
Like Sapling.
Us, obviously, we got a new track on there. Jack Lights.
I like the Jack Lights.
And Orca Bones.
And Battle Mode.
And Battle Mode.
Oh, we like Battle Mode.
And yes. Orca Bones
and
Battle Mode.
You don't
like us
and Orca Bones?
They both have new songs on the compilation as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
And are there any big plans after that? Maybe look into recording then, or
yeah, that would be the next thing on the list, I would think. After the summer, it's so hard not to just gig like crazy.
That's fair.
So we often look to the fall.
It's
our next EP.
It's a little bit silly because like summer is like peak time for gigging, and it's also like so hot and soupy that you don't want to move.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Most venues are air conditioned, I guess.
Unless
they're outside, actually.
I'm always surprised every time we look at our backlog, though. It's like, we've been a band for a while. We have, 45 songs sitting around and maybe only,
45?
45, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that counts the ones in the hopper, so maybe, five or six we haven't gotten
Lots
to,
of songs we haven't learned yet, yeah.
Okay. All the reason to check us out at Aeronaut is we'll probably play all of them.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
We
will
play.
Set. We'll play. Yeah. We'll play, all 40 that we know.
Nice.
We're playing for 3 hours, so if you want to hear
and don't
full
forget
catalog.
A couple we don't know.
And we might bust out a cover or two, right?
Some might sound improvised.
You've heard it here. If you want to hear the entire discography of Double Star.
Exactly.
And actually, not even that. The entire theoretical discography of Double Star.
Songs that we don't even know we're playing.
Yes.
Songs we don't even know existed.
Correct.
I won't know until I first.
Guys, all right, I'm going to go home and write a song, and we're going to play that.
It's Schrodinger's set.
Bill's on fire.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, sorry. Should we talk up anybody we're playing with on our little tour?
Oh, go right ahead, definitely.
Now, here's the thing where we remember names.
We're playing with Foolish Relics.
Foolish Relics.
Yeah,
yes.
I think they're touring also, and so we got lucky, and we're gonna play a couple shows with them. But yeah, I think we're still sort of solidifying some things. And Dave, if there's anyone else you want to shout out though, now would be a good moment. And if not. come to that epic Aeronaut gig and we'll shout them out there.
We're hoping. Can I talk about shows? Maybe shows we're hoping happening. We've been talking to a band in Albany called Uncle Frank Says No.
I like that name.
We're hoping to play a show with them, but that hasn't been solidified yet.
I hope they at some point play a show in Boston. Where they're on the same bill as Stop Calling Me Frank.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, yeah.
Fantastic.
That would be a great idea.
Well, now I know it's a great idea. I have the confirmation in the room. Before we close things out, did you want to, throw out do you want to plug any websites or web presences or whatnot?
Definitely check us out on Spotify.
Yes, we are on Spotify, we're on Bandcamp, and you can find us at Double Star Band on most of the relevant socials. So Double Star Band will get us on YouTube, on our piddling presence on TikTok. Don't judge us, we're old. But Instagram too, and a little Facebook.
Actually, that reminds me of our last TikTok video we recorded where... the last take, I ended up smacking Leah in the face as we spun around, and she—that was the one she, of course, picked to post. So, if you want to see me knocking Leah down, go to our TikTok. there's not a lot on it, but what's on it is worth it.
Indeed. So, yeah, that's where you'll find us, Double Star Band, and you know, wherever you listen to music, you'll find our tunes there, and we would be just delighted, tickled pink, if you did that.
Very nice, and definitely check them out at the Midway. Not next Saturday, as we are wont to inform you, but the Saturday after that, June 1st. It's going to be going to be rad as heck, as I understand it.
I'm sure it's a great show next Saturday at the Midway. Whatever.
Yeah, actually, yeah. While we're at it, hey, go to the Midway next Saturday, as long as you also come the one after that.
Yeah, Midway typically has really good shows on Saturdays. Yeah, yeah.
Such an amazing venue. Well, let's shout out the Midway while we're here.
Chances are very good if you're at the Midway, you're going to a good show.
Yeah, and I'll just, I think we said this already, but it's 3:00. Doors at 3:00. First band starts at 3:30. So. You know, get there on time so that you catch all the awesomeness. You know?
Oh, speak of the devil, I got one to shout out.
Oh.
Who's playing the Midway Saturday, May 25th, this one coming up, at 3 o'clock? Our friend Skeleton Crew.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
So I was someone right. Shout out. It's worth it. Check
yeah.
out.
Nice. That's the matinee. Yeah. That's 3 o'clock. There's also an 8 o'clock show.
Heck yeah.
I don't know any of these people.
I'm sure they're very nice people. Though.
I'll still throw them out.
So three-sided
die,
wipe them from your memory.
D-Claw, Sly Fang. Mm. Cool names. Never heard of them, but I bet they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
D-Claw and Sly Fang. They're either a local band or a villain from an 80s action movie.
I like Sly Fang.
He'd be the sidekick, I think.
Sly Fang or D-Claw?
That's a good question.
D-Claw is definitely a sidekick.
D-Claw is the
fair
sidekick.
Enough. All right. Double Star joining us in the studio after a fantastic live performance over in the Mikey D Studios. Thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. For now, let us get back to some local music. Since we mentioned him a little bit earlier, here's Something to Look Forward To by Pink Slip.
Falling, don't know what to do, it's getting harder to breathe. time, consuming godless flesh, craving the trap, parts broken, and priests just to ease the rest. And praising all the strife, consuming godless flesh, craving the trap, parts broken, and priests just to ease the rest. And marks on the horizon, breathing the black and blue.
In that last block, we had Pink Slip with Something to Look Forward To. Following that, Blame Shifters with Hands, going into Dark Matter by Glass Mannequins. And just then, just now, you heard Toxic Allure by Decent News. We're just about coming up to the close of our program. We're just about coming up to the close of the program right now. We only got time for like a couple more songs before we submit the floor to whoever's up next. So let's just make it quick. With the time we have right here on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here's Eddie Dyer with A Disco Ball in an Empty Room to start us out.
I'm a disco ball in an empty room. You put your faith in the bride. I'm slowly backing away. I'm a disco ball in an empty room. You are the shit that the light takes when I close my eyes. You are the wings of a butterfly, causing hurricanes and hell.
Killing if you jump on their grenade. You're gonna hear the static. Hell no, hell no, no, hell no. Can't waste time, a static. No, no, no.
closing us out with one little miniature block. In that last one, we had Disco Ball in an Empty Room by Eddie Dyer. Following that, Big D and the Kids Table with Static. That about does it for our program. We now yield the floor to whatever's next coming up. But do check back in with us next week, every Wednesday from 9 to 12. It's On the Town with Mikey D, only your finest destination for New England local goodies. Until then, I'm your hostess, Lils, and I will see you next time. Bye.